Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Your Voice Moves God.
Speak the Word.
You know, you may not have ever given much thought to it, but your voice really moves God. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how your voice moves God and how we get our voices to move God. And so that's going to be one of the main things that we do today, because I don't think that a lot of people realize that your voice, and when you're praying, that it really moves God, but it really does. And your voice does not move God just because you're perfect, but it moves Him because you belong to Him. Praise God. You know, that, you know, I think that's awesome. That means, brothers and sisters, that, you know, that you're listening, that means when you kneel to pray, your Father doesn't compare your voice to someone else's. He knows you personally, brothers and sisters. He knows you personally. Your worship touches Him. Your heart touches Him. Our prayers come up to Him like a sweet fragrance to our Father. And as a matter of fact, it tells us in Psalms 114:2 that He does that, and also refers to it as a sweet incense. Also want you to know, because there's always two sides to things, we always need to understand that. I also want you to know that Satan hears your words too, and that's why it's so important that you speak what God's Word says, and God's Word only. In Psalms 141:3, in the Easy Read version, it says, Lord, help me control what I say, and don't let me say the wrong thing. You know, we also, I think we're probably more familiar with the scripture where David was crying out to the Lord, and he said, Oh Lord, he says, put a guard on my mouth and a bridle on my tongue, he said, lest I should sin against thee. You know, I got to thinking as I was putting together this message that so many believers don't recognize the importance of what they think about. And they don't think about the words coming out of their mouths either, you know. And so this is really a big thing. Most of us are not aware that it's our mouths that are leading us. You know, we think that we're leading ourselves, but our mouth is what is leading us. And so we're not aware that it's our mouth that is keeping us down. It really is. Keeping us broke. And our mouth that is keeping us from getting a breakthrough. Friends, we are speaking a different language and we aren't even aware of it. And I'm going to repeat that again. We are speaking a different language and we aren't even aware of it. Most of us are speaking words that are bringing the opposite from what you want. You know, the Word tells us in James 3:10 in the New King James, it says, out of the mouth, out of the same mouth, come forth blessing and cursing. These things, my brethren, ought not to be so, he says. In verse 11, he said, do clean and polluted water flow out of the same spring? And I said, you know, we think about that. In verse 12, it says, my brothers and sisters, can a fig tree produce olives? Can a grapevine produce figs? In the same way, a pool of salt water cannot produce fresh water. You know, And you might say, well, Pastor Joe, what does that have to do with my thoughts? What does that have to do with the way I think? Like I was saying up here earlier, we're speaking a different language. We're speaking a different language and that we're not aware of. And we're speaking words that are bringing to us the opposite of what we want. A lot of us are speaking words that, you know, maybe you need an increase in your finances. Some of you is having trouble, you know, making your house mortgage or your car payment or something. But you're speaking, what you're speaking is the wrong language. It's the wrong words. In order, a lot of times what you're speaking is driving that further away from you. And so we have to learn how to speak something that will attract it to you like a magnet and not draw something negative to you like a magnet. And it tells us here in James 3:10 in New King James, it said, out of the same mouth come forth blessing and cursing, and these things, my brethren, ought not to be so. He says, do clean, as like I just said, do clean and polluted water flow out of the same spring. And think about that, brothers and sisters. And I just, as I just read, he says, you know, my brothers and sisters, he says, can a fig tree produce olives? No. Can a grapevine produce figs? No. In the same way, a pool of salt water can't produce fresh water. What I'm saying here is you can't speak negativity. You can't speak what the world says and expect to get what God says. It just does not work that way. And this is what God, this is an illustration. I mean, there's other understandings, revelations of these scriptures. But as I was putting this message together, the Holy Spirit gave me this one. And he says, because, you know, he said, you can't produce this with that and you can't produce with that. In other words, he says, the words that you've been speaking, that language is a foreign language, you can't produce what you need because you're not speaking the right words. And that's what he is saying, you know, when he says, can a fig tree produce olives? No. And so what he's saying is, can those words that you're speaking produce health in your body? No. Can those words you're speaking bring finances? No. Because they don't line up. You know, it's like the words we speak. He tells us, he says, as a rudder guides a ship and a bit in a horse's mouth causes him to go in the right direction, in verse 3. He said, also your tongue can guide your thoughts, guide your emotions and your body into paths of prosperity and success, and can be a tremendous, and I want to repeat this, it really can be a tremendous, tremendous power for good. But you need to know that on the negative side, your tongue can be used to damage and destroy your physical body, and it can steal your health, and it can steal your finances. Everything. It can steal everything. Your tongue will control your thought life if you allow it. You don't have to allow it. You know, the Lord tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5, where he says to bring every thought into captivity that exalts itself against the true knowledge of God. What he's saying here is that those thoughts, negative thoughts that the enemy is putting into your mind and trying to get you to give voice to, he said, you can bring those into captivity. And the way you bring it into captivity is by replacing it with what God's word says. Like I said, it said, your tongue will control your thought life if you allow it. And he says, corrupt words can destroy you and those around you. As a matter of fact, it tells us in Ephesians 4:29 in the New Living Version, it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And in Proverbs 6:2, it says, you are snared with the words of your lips. You're caught by the speech of your mouth. Some translation says you will be trapped by your words. And, you know, as a matter of fact, brothers and sisters, it was when I first came into the ministry, one of the things that the Lord began to speak to me about was about my mouth. And it made me, you know, he began to help me to understand. I didn't understand it overnight. I didn't understand it in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or a month, or a year. But gradually, daily, I began to understand, you know, what he was saying. Friends, you really need to be more conscious of what you're saying. We all need to be more aware of the words coming out of our mouth.
Speak the word to your your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that when I kneel to pray, you hear my voice only and know me personally. Help me to be more conscious of the things I say. Help me, Lord, to better understand that renewing my mind is a process, and it is something I need to do daily to always come into agreement with your word. For it is by speaking your word that I will be speaking life and not death. And it is through the living word that I will be speaking life, health, and prosperity. Your word tells us not to let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Help us to understand, Lord, that it is also by placing a guard on our mouth and speaking only the word of God that we can prove for ourselves his word is true and begin to step out in faith on his promises. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.